That's Wrong Again by Jack J off his album that came out in 2024, Blue Desert. It's so great. And I'm so pleased to say that I've got Jack on the phone with me right now. Hey, Jack, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks so much for joining me. It's such a pleasure. I'm so excited. For our listeners, Jack J is coming to Aotearoa very soon. On December 11th, he's going to be playing in Tamaki Makaurau at Whammy Bar. We're chatting a bit about that today. I really loved your last record, Blue Desert, and I think it's going to be really special live. Have you played in New Zealand before?
I've never played an instrument in New Zealand on a stage. I've DJed there a few times. I think I've DJed at Whammy.
Oh, cool.
Maybe twice. But I've never gotten on the stage with my guitar and sung my song. So I'm pretty excited. Yeah.
That's so exciting. And this is part of your Australia-New Zealand tour as well. And you're from Australia, but you moved to Vancouver as a teenager. Do you go back often or feel quite connected to Australia still?
Yeah, you know, I left when I was a teenager, and I kind of didn't look back for about 10 years. I fully immersed myself in Vancouver life, and started some music projects, started doing all kinds of things, and then it wasn't until sort of my music career really got going that we started to go back down to Australia to do shows and stuff, and then and that was when I started going back. And when I did, I kind of something opened up in me again, and I was like, damn, this feels like my home. And now I love going back to Australia and New Zealand as well. Like that, it just makes me happy.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Gorge. Yeah. No, it's such a nice feeling that has kind of changed and developed for you, I guess, over the years with your relationship to it. And yeah, it will be really special to have you back and performing, as you say, in a different sense here in New Zealand. For your live shows, you are joined by a full band, which does kind of transform the songs from their recordings into having this more kind of physical presence, if you will. Talk to me a bit about preparing for the tour. How did you go about transferring your music to a live performance?
Yeah, the album is definitely the result of me being alone in my studio, and I play all the instruments and I did it all by myself. And so kind of breaking it open and breaking it into parts and giving these parts to different people was really, at first it was pretty challenging and really technically challenging and interesting and fun, but now it's feeling really good, and it's fun to let other musicians kind of you know, who I trust and who I respect and whose music I love, come in and add their ideas to the music. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's really cool. And I'm always kind of expanding it. Like I kind of started with like a two piece, then a three piece. This Australia tour is Australia, New Zealand tour is going to be a four piece. So yeah, it's fun to just keep breaking it out like that.
For sure. I'm so excited to see the kind of translation live. As I said, I've been really loving Blue Desert. I think it's such a fantastic record from start to finish. And you've been pretty busy touring since its release as well. What's it like for you reflecting on the past, I guess, almost year since that record's been released and touring?
It's been great. I mean, being able to go out into the world and play the songs that I made, like I said, in a really kind of private, isolated way, going and sharing them with people and, people being, connecting with the music and being able to hang out with people after shows and talk to them about it. And is like, I don't know, I'm really, really enjoying that experience. It's been a lot of fun, and I want to keep going. And because I mean, I used to play live music maybe 10, 15 years ago. I was in bands. I went through a DJ phase of my life, and I'm firmly back now in the live music part of my music expression. It's like, I don't know. It just feels really good, really essential to to helping me get energy to keep going and to, it's a really nice synergy I'm finding. Yeah.
I'd love to hear a little bit more about the making of that record. I think it's so beautiful the way in which lyrically you're able to hone in on these, I guess, sometimes more quite vulnerable reflections and pair that sonically with something quite calming and some of the tracks like quite danceable, which I really like the kind of juxtaposition of that in some of them. How did you kind of go about approaching the writing of that album and I guess off the back of your last record from 2022 as well?
I think the way it worked is I basically booked an album release show about a year or 9 months away from a date when I just had kind of a scattering of demos that were sort of from all different phases and periods, little ideas here and there, and then I just kind of locked in and said, okay, well, I've got to do this show. I've got to release this album on this date. I've got to finish it. And I just kind of brought all of these different things together and tried to make them all work in the same world. And I think a lot of the lyrical content that came about in a sort of in the same 6 months sort of period. So I felt like, I don't know what thematically it felt like I was able to kind of thread something through all of the songs that even at times felt pretty different to me. Like certain songs are very almost ambient sort of jazzy songs. Some are like, yeah, more danceable, like you said.
Yeah, for sure. For our listeners, we've been talking to Jack Jay, who's coming to Auckland, playing at Whammy Bar on December 11th. Before you go, Jack, you've also got an upcoming album as IMU with Linda Fox, The Ultra Hidden Cryptic Doctrine, coming out on the 10th of October. I've been loving the first two tracks off it, Brainwashed and Meant to Be. Talk to me a bit about this project, though. What was it like working on this album and this collaboration?
This has been a lot of fun, yeah. So Linda Fox is the saxophone player in my band, he's got his own project, Linda Fox, really cool, go check that out as well. But we kind of came together to write some songs. Originally it was for this, we were live scoring a fashion show in Vancouver, a kind of DIY fashion show at this underground space called Redgate, and there was five or six different designers and they're all doing walks, and we composed music for each designer. So everyone had a different song. And that's what this EP kind of came out of that. kind of refining those songs, turning them more into like, you know, studio tracks. And then, yeah, so some of them are songs I wrote, some of them are songs that Linda Fox wrote, and we kind of contributed to each other, each other's songs. And then this is kind of what came out. So it's, yeah, it's, I think it's a really cool album, and it's kind of, I think it's different than Blue Desert, quite different, because it has a lot of the of Linda Fox's kind of cyber energy in there, which is really fun for me.
Mm. Oh, cool. Well, I'm so excited to hear it when it's out. As I said, loving the first two tracks, and the DDWY, I'm not even sure how you're meant to say that, but the remix of Brainwash as well. Yeah, it's going to be such a great album. For our listeners, we've been talking to Jack J. He's coming to perform at Whammy Bar on December 11th. It's going to be so sick. And the album that we've just been talking about, which is coming out on the 10th of October, is the Ultra Hidden Cryptic Doctrine with Linda Fox. Hey, Jack, thanks so much for joining us. It's such a pleasure to talk.
Oh, thank you for having me. Yeah, can't wait to see everybody down there on December 11th.
Absolutely. I'm going to finish off with a track from that new record, upcoming record. This is Brainwashed by Jack J and Linda Fox. Thanks so much, Jack. Have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye.
Bye.